You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Privacy Commissioner is raising concerns over the potential use of smart meters that relay information half hourly by electricity companies to monitor people's habits. John Edwards says smart meters are installed in about 70% of homes across the country, with that number expected to reach 90% within 2 years. In an open letter to the electricity industry, Edwards called on retailers, metering companies, and distributors using smart meters to review their collection of private data and potentially limit it. I spoke with Edwards earlier about the reasons for this move and how this collected data could be used.
The data is very, very rich, and as time goes by and more connected devices are used in households, I imagine that that data will just be able to tell more and more about what's going on in that house.
Right, and that can be something along the lines of when people are home, what hours they keep. Is that right?
That's exactly right. At its most basic, that's what can happen now. Let me just explain, Mackenzie, why we've done what we've done. In simpler times, a person from the power company would come around to your house once a month and take a meter reading, and that would be the basis of your bill. So that's not very detailed data about power consumption. The smart meters are sending a signal every 30 minutes about power consumption. So, at its most basic, they can tell who's home and what kinds of activities are going on. As the power to analyse that data improves, they'll be able to tell more about what kinds of appliances are on. So, hey, look, Mackenzie's just turned on his shower. Maybe now's a good time to pop around.
Right. And, what is the concern that... is it just that this information is known in the first place, that it's a breach of privacy? Or is it that information can then be used by, the electricity companies that are getting it in the first place, or maybe them passing it on to others?
Yeah, well, look, there are very legitimate uses for that for network planning purposes, and we've got no objection to electricity distributors and retailers using it for those purposes. But there will be other purposes that data can be used for, and those will just grow over time. Those may be commercial purposes, maybe law enforcement purposes. In fact, we know already that police will approach electricity companies to get consumption data when they're trying to figure out if somebody's growing dope at their house.
Right. So there are practical uses for this. I mean, why is it a question then of electricity companies not taking this information in the first place, right? That's what you're calling for. But what about having them not disclose the information?
Well, once you've got the information, then you've got the temptation to use it, and you've got other demands on it. So police and others might come around. If you haven't got it, if you're minimising the data that you're collecting, you don't have those problems. And also, you have fewer security problems. So, that's the approach that my colleagues in Europe would call data minimization. So trying to figure out why you need the data and only collecting as much as you need for that, which is why we're suggesting that electricity distributors, for their network planning purposes, maybe should be able to collect more aggregate data. So, how much is being used on a half-hourly basis by a whole street rather than house by house.
And is that fairly simple for them to do?
I haven't looked into the feasibility of that. But what we do know in these kinds of things is that the earlier you get onto these issues and recognise them and design your data tables and data reporting systems, the easier it is. If we leave this for 3 years when there's a whole bunch of revenue streams out of people's data and, there's infrastructure has been built up, it would be very difficult and costly to sort of turn back that clock. So we're really suggesting that the companies that are collecting this data think about that future state and say, well, what do we need? And also we think it's really important that they should be really open and transparent with their customers about how their personal data is going to be used.
Yeah, and just to be clear, I mean, when we're talking about this, I mean, obviously smart meters, and I mean, they're in 70% of homes across the country. Obviously, that's the result of, you know, technology efficiency driving that kind of equipment. But I mean, is it a case? I mean, is it ever a case where more traditional collection methods might be better for privacy reasons?
Oh, look, I'm sure that is the case. You know, privacy is very often protected by inefficiency. But, you know, in an economy where we're striving for growth and gains, it's not practical to rely on that. You know, if an electricity company can say, look, by installing these meters, we're saving millions of dollars in labor costs of having people go and visit every house, we're able to more, you know, efficiently plan network distribution, then the argument to retain the old system, you know, is not going to hold up. So what we say is, yeah, embrace the new technology, but do so in a deliberate way and think through all of the implications in advance and try and get what you need in that efficient way without actually compromising individuals' privacy.
And have you had any response? I mean, do you think the electricity companies would be open to this or are open to this at this stage?
Well, yeah, they've been really engaged in the conversation with us. You know, it's a pretty complex sector, and what we don't want to do is do anything that looks like it is adding, you know, putting barriers to entry into that marketplace or distorting that market in any way. At the moment, retailers have to provide quite a lot of information to distributors, and we don't want to give them an excuse to sort of preserve their market position by holding onto data. But, you know, it's really for the participants in the industry to work out what it is that they need and how to go about it, and we're there ready to help them do that in a way that is most protective of their customers' privacy.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.